coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Subaru Canada presents another hour with your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline master control. Vic Politian at the network controls once again. Coming up, meeting the young man most pegged as the next full-time Canadian in Formula One. 2016 F3 dominator, Montreal boy wonder, Lance Stroll. Finally made official, Joseph Newgarden, the new man at Team Penske on the IndyCar side. Joe gives us his first thoughts after joining the best team in the paddock. Canada's Stuart Friesen shook off the challenges of Super Dirt Week at their new home in Oswego, New York, and scores his third big block dirt modified championship in a row, fifth of his career. Stu comments on the adventure. And we get to more of your entries in the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest, your chance at the grand prize pack, and details on the Subaru Rally of the Tall Pines companion contest. In the race wrap, Happy Harvick wins KC as we reach the halfway mark of the NASCAR Sprint Cup chase. Lewis Hamilton tells us the F1 driver points fight ain't over by any stretch. And TK stays with Chip. Seabass picks up a coin, and AJ goes back to bow ties. So for race fans across Canada and more than several U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Johnson, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? Like gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
It's rush hour, and you just want to get home for dinner. You're starving because the last thing you ate was a chocolate bar at your desk.
Then it hits you.
You open the glove box, and there it is, a bag of deliciously tender Jack Link's beef jerky. You pop in a piece, slide the bag of Jack Link's onto the passenger seat, and you and Jack Link's ride off into the sunset.
Or at least you would if you weren't stuck in traffic.
When cravings kick in, why not choose a snack that you can feel good about? And that's low in calories, fat, and carbs. Jack Link's has guilt-free snacking in the bag.
Feed your wild side.
The official beef jerky of the Toronto Blue Jays.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. Tissot is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tissot dealer. For more information, visit TissotWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tissot, Swiss watches since 1853.
Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru with the Raceline Race Wrap. NASCAR Sprint Cup on the top, fifth race of the chase for the championship at Charlotte. Well, second round in the round of 12 at Kansas City Speedway, Kansas City, Kansas, the land of Dorothy and Toto. His pit crew had more sloppy work. However, a charge late allowed Kevin Harvick to run down Carl Edwards for his first win in this round. So he's into the round of eight now. Edwards second, Joey Logano third at KC. Bottom four into the final race of the round of 12 at Talladega, Alabama. Dylan, Hamlin, Keselowski, and Chase Elliott. Elliott has to win Talladega to advance. Ooh. Cup clippings. Former Raceline Radio guest Ryan Newman, who nearly won the Sprint Cup title in 2014 in his first year, Richard Childress, will get more kicks at the can, signing a contract extension extension to work the number 31. Multi-year deal. Nguyen has not won in nearly 3 years at RCR, but he's posted a dozen top fives, 40 top tens, and 102 starts. Journeyman Newman didn't make the chase last year, and he currently rides in the high teens in the chase standings this year. NASCAR Xfinity Series chase at KC. Kyle Busch, that's his ninth of the season. Domination? Uh-huh. Formula One, travel week to fly all the gear over here for the U.S. Grand Prix at the Circuit of America's Austin, Texas on the 23rd. With a 33-point advantage and only four races to go, it is Nico Rosberg's championship to lose. He can win it, even if he finishes second to Hamilton over the remaining four. Even one third place won't hurt him. Lewis declares, however, this fight is far from over. It all it'll take, he says, is a Rosberg DNF and a win for me, and I'm right back in this, and you know what? It could happen if it transpires. But I don't think it will. More F1 notes. Renault has signed Nico Hülkenberg for a couple of years. One catch, though. Force India has to agree to release the Hulk. There's supposed to be an escape clause, but opinions differ on how the clause actually reads. Ah, the perils of F1 legalities. Coming up on our second guest segment, Montreal teen sensation Lance Stroll, this year's Formula 3 champion, who many say is destined to become our next full-time Canadian Formula 1 pilot. IndyCar, TK, former Raceline Radio guest, Tony Kanon tweeting, I am happy to announce I'll be back with NTT Data for my fourth season with Chip Ganassi Racing. Looking forward to 2017. Can we start the season now? It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Former Raceline Radio guest in other moves, Sebastian Bourdais, jumping from KVRT to Dale Coyne. Bourdais reuniting there with engineers Craig Hampson and Olivier Boisson. That trio won 31 races and four consecutive Champ Car championships from 04 to 07 with a now-defunct Newman Haas organization. Sabby is currently tied with Bobby Unser for sixth on the all-time IndyCar win list with 35. And with Ganassi going to Honda Power, or going back to it, actually, A.J. Foyt returns to Chevrolet Propulsion for next season. Coming up, Joseph Newgarden on his new Penske home. Oh, and Oakville's James Hinchcliffe continues to dazzle, huh? On TV's Dancing with the Stars, his tango with Sharna Burgess spot on. A pair of tens and nines on the judges for the pole position on the scoreboard. Well, the show also detailed Hinch's near-fatal crash at Indianapolis for the first time last week. The audience gasping when Hinch's life-saving doctor, Tim Pullman, in the video, admitted James actually flatlined in the elevator on the way to surgery, but Tim and the Methodist Hospital staff brought him back. We know you know this. Remarkable story detailed every step of the way, often with James himself on Raceline Radio, but it is still jarring and very emotional every time we or anyone else replays it. NHRA Drag Racing, their shootout round four at Texarkana. Your winners, Antoine Brown again in Top Fuel to take a commanding points lead in that bracket. Matt Hagen, your winner in Funny Car. Drew Skillman taking the Pro Stock Wally. Bikes, World MotoGP. Let's do the Grand Prix of Japan at Motegi. Repsol Honda Spaniard Marc Marquez takes the 2016 championship as Yamaha mates Valentino Rossi and Jorge Lorenzo both crashed out of contention. Lorenzo's crash was a vicious high-sider. It's on the internet. Ooh, but the tough-as-nails rider rode anyway. Wow. With his fifth win of the season, though, Marquez claims his third premier motorcycle racing class title in 4 years. The Rally News is a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. It's the World Rally Championship, the Rally Spain, never in doubt, really. Volkswagen's Sebastian Ogier nailing his fourth title, winning the Rally Catalunya. Ogier's 37th win in the WRC, drawing level with Finns Kankanen and Tommy Mäkinen for career championships. I didn't think I'd get that one. Rally America season closer, Lake Superior Performance Rally, Houghton, Michigan. Subaru's Higgins and Drew win this one. And, of course, they, with Subaru Team USA, nailed their sixth Rally America crown some weeks ago. Somewhat anticlimactic, I guess. A reminder, though, our Sportsnet 590 The Fan Toronto co-flagship, once again offering up another Subaru VIP experience to join us at the CRC Rally of the Tall Pines. Your chance to win two tickets to the Canadian penultimate round November 25 and 26 includes a couple of nights accommodation, return ground transport from Toronto to Bancroft, plus a ride in the Subaru Rally Team Canada WRX STI. Chance for your chance to win in the fan club only at sportsnet.ca/590. Faces in the pits. Let's tidy up Super Dirt Week 2016 with their new home, Oswego, New York. The clay laid down on top of the asphalt made for, well, a pretty rough track, actually. But that didn't stop Canada's Stuart Friesen from Niagara on the Lake from scoring his third big block dirt modified win in a row, fifth of his career.
It's just as special, maybe if not a little bit more. We learned that that would be the last one at the fairgrounds last year. You know, obviously coming into to this year's with the change to Oswego, you know what I mean, offers the most money and most purse money up for grabs. So it's the biggest of the year, and to win the first one at Oswego was very, very special.
The track was not ideal. Give us your opinion on the racing surface, maybe one of the toughest and the roughest you've ever raced on.
It was very challenging. It was very tough. it wasn't the roughest I've ever raced on, that's for sure. We just had to overcome that challenge of the track, and it was racy. You know, it was, mm-hmm. like, was you could pass.
It was wide, yeah, wide place.
It was very wide. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it raced very similar to Volusia or Eldora. You know, being right up against the wall. After the 200, by the time that the small block race wore around Sunday night, there was still a couple rough spots.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't near as bad as it was earlier, and the small block race was really awesome and a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you win, it's a lot of fun. A few hours later, Stu scored second in the 358 small block race that he just mentioned at Super Dirt Week behind winner Tim Fuller, who was actually tellering Canadian Randy Slack's entry. So a good weekend all round for Canadians at Super Dirt Week this year. The Sportsman Championship at STW went to Dave Marcicelli of Cayuga, New York. Dirt confirming, by the way, they're going to be back in 2017 next year at Oswego for Super Dirt Week. Should be a better track after a year's lessons and experience. Better drainage would fix a lot of it. And Tony Stewart, Curb Agaginian driver and former Raceline Radio guest Donnie Schatz, continues his World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series mastery. The seven-time and reigning Outlaws champ scored his 24th win of the season recently at Fulton, New York, his sixth consecutive Outlaws victory in the Empire State. The win helped swell Schatz's advantage in the Outlaws driver points tally, now 292 better than Darren Pittman, through 75 races this year. And it ain't over yet. Schatz leads all drivers with 24 wins, 56 top fives, and 71 top tens. Impressive numbers indeed. And that's going to do it for this week on the Race Wrap. Share your ideas, thoughts, and opinions with fellow gearheads across Canada and the network. Could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Emailbag Trivia Contest. All right, Lisa, pit stop time. But once back to green, IndyCar's Joseph Newgarden on his move to Team Penske. Then Montreal Super Team 2016 F3 Dominator Lance Stroll. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Dale Earnhardt Jr., and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This is the Raceline Radio Network, you know. Eric Thomas in your ears. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page when you have a minute or two. You can also follow us on Twitter if you like, and we hope you do, at ET Raceline. Well, the Hexperts had this one in the rumor mill most of the season, didn't they? Rising IndyCar star Joseph Newgarden was about to depart Ed Carpenter Racing after three career wins and finishing fourth in the points this year. He's going to sign with the number one team in the IndyCar paddock, Team Penske, for next season. Well, deal done. So back with us through IndyCar teleconferencing, Joseph Newgarden on Raceline Radio. Joseph, congratulations. First of all, the deal with Penske has been percolating under the surface for quite a while, but I would imagine for you that once this has now been put down as being official and all signed and in the drawer, a lot has been happening for you personally.
Well, it's been a whirlwind for me. It's all happened a bit fast, which is great. You know, it's just like racing. Everything goes quickly. So for me, it's been a pleasure to try and meet a lot of the guys this morning within Penske Racing. Try and absorb as much as I can. It's almost information over for a guy like me, so
yeah.
Really excited to be here and hopefully add some more value to the group, which is going to be hard to do. They've got a lot of amazing people here, whether it's the managers, the ownership, sponsors, all the crewmen, the drivers. It's really a lot to get your head around.
Joseph Newgarden on Raceline Radio, the new man at Penske Racing for 2017. For many drivers, a Penske ride, Joe, is a dream gig. Do you feel that way?
Well, it's amazing. I think for me as a relatively young guy in the sport, it's an amazing opportunity. You know, it's something that I think you really have to take a hard look at and make a decision on. And for me, it was difficult to, look the other way at it. I think it's a great place where I can, learn new experiences, try and grow as a driver, and kind of open up my whole role within the group and try and just become better within the sport. So, just to put it simply, it feels amazing. It's an amazing honor. Just for me, I just want to be able to integrate into the team and be a part of the whole system that obviously works really well together already. Had a very successful year in IndyCar, and
yep,
they're very hard to compete against. So it's fun for me to be a part of that now and hopefully add some value to the whole group.
Joseph Newgarden on Raceline Radio, the new man at Team Penske, departing Ed Carpenter Racing. And, of course, this is all for 2017. All the resources at Penske that has led to so much success, it's all well-documented, available now to you. How do you process all of this, Joseph? And does that, I hate to use the word, but it's the right word. Does this put a lot of pressure on you?
Well, you know, I think pressure is always, you know, it's a present wherever you're at. I mean, I always put pressure on myself with any situation I was in driving an Indy car. I think so. I don't foresee that shifting too much. I think you're going to have that sense of responsibility anywhere you race. But it certainly is. It's hard to not be, you know, inspired, I guess, or overwhelmed when you walk into the Penske establishment. It's filled with a lot of great people as well, a lot of great partners, tremendous support from the ownership. So I think that same type of pressure that I felt at ECR is really going to actually translate probably pretty well to what I feel here as well.
Joseph Newgarden back with us on Raceline Radio talking about his new deal for 2017 as the new man at Team Penske. Sometimes you've had teammates, Joe, sometimes not. You go to Penske with Simon, Will, and Elio, and maybe Juan for the Indy 500 or whatever. That's a change for you too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it'll be great. You know, I mean, it's going to be a different challenge for me. You know, I think from an establishment standpoint, you got more guys to work with. You know, that brings more engineers to talk to. It changes the discussion. You know, the whole dynamic that you go through on a race weekend. So, I'm excited for that. It's going to be a shift for me, something I've not been used to. But you know, I don't want to discount, you know, what I've been up against in the past. You know, a lot of help from my previous owner, Ed Carpenter. I mean, he was a great teammate to me, very strong in the ovals. J.R. Hildebrand, Spencer Pigot, Luca Filippi. You know, there's been a lot of camaraderie there in the past for me, and I've had a lot of great guys to work with and bounce things off of. So I think I'm just going to – what's really going to change is that there's going to be more of that. You know, there's going to be more available here at this group, which I think you can see, you know, why they operate at such a high level. When you get that many talented people together, it really helps elevate the whole program, and you push each other a lot more. So it's going to be different. I don't know what that's going to be like. I'm excited for it. I hope it pushes me to a new level. You know, I'm probably going to figure some things out about myself I didn't know. And hopefully those are good things. And if they're bad things, I'll try and fix them pretty quick. But I think it's going to be a great change.
Replacing Juan Montoya at Team Penske, Joseph Newgarden on Raceline Radio. Well, initially, Penske offered Montoya a one-off in Indianapolis, but the thinking is Juan may move on to another team for a full-time ride. Maybe Ed Carpenter to replace Newgarden to bring this thing full circle. We'll see. All right, Lisa, the pit stop before we do another round of the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then Canadian F3 champ, perhaps F1 driver in waiting, Montreal sensation Lance Stroll. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bourdais, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
The Raceline Radio Network is Canada's national radio motorsport authority. I'm Eric Thomas. Check out my Thomas Tales blog and the Canadian Motor Speedway website, my Thomas Tales columns, and Inside Track Motorsport News magazine, the one with the staples in it, and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. Well, the Sportsnet 590, the Fan Co. flagship, is once again offering up another Subaru VIP experience to join us at the CRC Rally of the Tall Pines. Your chance to win a couple of tickets to the Canadian and North American Rally penultimate round, November 25 and 26. Prize includes two nights accommodation. Return ground transportation from Toronto to Bancroft, plus a ride on the Subaru Rally Team Canada WRX STI. Too cool. Chance to win in the fan club only at sportsnet.ca/590. Go there directly. So here we go again with the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Still going as well. Companion contest. Your chance to win the grand prize pack. It's sitting on my table downstairs. It's a booty. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum for the official draw to win the prize pack. You know the deal. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season next month, and the winner claims the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of Subaru goodies. The new question you need to handle. Here it is, 2017 WRX STI, Subaru-wise, of course. How long does it take this automobile in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour? And what is the rated top speed? Okay, again, 2017 WRX STI. How long does it take this Subaru in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top rated speed? Use Eric at RaceLineRadio.ca to get your email in. You spell Eric with a capital E and a small K, and you never put a space between Raceline and Radio. Okay? Okay. Let's go to the mailbag, and always good to get notes from our good buddy Paul Anton in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, not far from Detroit, as some call it, loyalist to this show Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, on AM 800 CKLW. I like doing that. Eric, he says, thank you for your continuing diverse coverage. Enjoyed your most recent shows covering the status of Cayuga Speedway and the Canadian Motor Speedway. And as you noted, I enjoyed reading details in the October issue of Inside Track Motorsport News, along with your comments in your column, Thomas, Tales of Inside Track, citing the need to pave the track and promote the Honda Indy Toronto better to ensure its future success. Also, thanks for the update on Sanair Speedway. You mentioned in your show the claim of a possible conspiracy in F1 at Mercedes against Lewis Hamilton. I believe, as you noted, that's more of a coincidence of events than anything else. For years have been periodic assertions of conspiracies in NASCAR, where events and winners of races result from pre-race events that seem almost too good to be true, but none has ever been proven. Yeah, that's the point. And given that so many people would have to be involved in it, that it would just be too easy for something to leak out. Now, in regards to NASCAR's infamous laser inspection station, E.T., do we really need such precision in these cars' measurements down to thousandths of an inch or a millimeter, if you prefer? We're launching these cars at the top of a rocket to go to outer space? No, it's a stock car. When there's a lot of beating and banging going around during these races, bending and even breaking parts during the race. What is more confusing to the fan is that the cars pass inspection before the race. Why does NASCAR measure them after the race to see if anything's changed? I think they've gone overboard with all these inspections, E.T., and could have painted themselves into a corner. What happens, for instance, at Homestead if they have the champion declared, and then afterwards, in NASCAR's mind, the car is illegal and fails inspection? What do they do then? That's a good point. And have you also noticed the lack of transparency in NASCAR? All they say is that the car failed laser inspection with little or no details. Mostly it has to do with ride height, but it can be a few other things. But he's right. NASCAR is not forthcoming in a lot of details about why a car was illegal. Did it fall or fail during the race? Who knows? Enough said. And on your trivia question, and he's got it postmarked before we went to the new question, so he's okay. Based on the information, the 2016 Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe Boxer engine, the four-cylinder, has a peak horsepower of 207,000 RPM in the BRZ. Your longtime AM 800 CKLW listener from Dearborn Heights, Michigan, Mr. Paul Anton. Yeah, you know, conspiracy, that thing got shut up pretty quick. You know, Lewis Hamilton saying that I get all the rotten engines. Nobody wants me to win this championship. Well, it's not going to be the situation going in here. Rosberg has simply outdriven him the last little while, and Lewis has had a lot of trouble getting off the line. In terms of the laser inspection, yeah, they're going to try and relax that stuff a little bit, I think, and not be so precise with it, because that's the point, is that the car can be totally legal going into the race, but if there's the slightest amount of contact, it knocks something out of true and out of skew, and it can measure illegal. And you know, I think they, you know, he says it's not a rocket going to the moon, it's just a stock car, and in stock car racing, there's normally a lot of contact, and he's right. So I think what NASCAR is going to do is kind of relax the precision of some of those readings in post-race inspection. All righty, we need your entries. We need your comments. A Subaru trivia question you have to answer to qualify to win the prize. The 2017 Subaru WRX STI. How long does it take the automobile to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top-rated speed? Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to connect with your email. Eric spelled with a capital E and a small K. Pit stop time again, Lisa. Then one-on-one with Williams development driver, Montreal's Lance Stroll, whose F3 title at the age of only 17 might pave the way to F1 before he's 20. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is James Hinchcliffe, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Greetings to our good friend John Bishy, Gateway St. Louis. He's tuned in under the arch to Raceline Radio tonight via the internet, Nice to have you with us, John, and everybody else out there as well, laddie. Check this pedigree out, okay? 2016 FIA Formula 3 champion, leading the points the entire season, 11 wins, 17 podiums, a dozen poles, who just happens to be a development driver in the Williams organization. All of this registered before your 18th birthday. Are you kidding? Many will tell you he's got the inside line to become Canada's next full-time Formula 1 driver, our first since the retirement of former champ Jacques Villeneuve. For TSN 690 Montreal, native and diehard Habs fan meeting super teen Lance Stroll on Raceline Radio. Lance, you turn 18 at the end of the month, so if we may, I don't think we'll have a chance to do it on the day. A very happy birthday to you from everybody here across the Raceline Radio Network across Canada.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can imagine winning, you know, the F3 championship is a pretty decent birthday present. That's not bad, huh?
No, I'll take it.
You just didn't win it. I mean, you killed it. You know, a dominating season in F3. You led the points all season, 11 wins, 17 podiums, two-thirds of the races from, you know, the first two rows of the grid, 12 poles. You know the numbers, staggering as they are. When you're stacking up numbers like this, Lance, do you do what a lot of other drivers do? Do you forget about the numbers, forget the streaks, just go out and do each race best you can? And the cliche is the numbers kind of take care of themselves. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's important to take it race by race. You know, the F3 European Championship is a very long championship. We have, 10 weekends, three races per weekend, so 30 races in total, which is, you know, a lot of points up for grabs.
Yep.
So it's important to take it race by race. You know, always push as hard as you can. Try not to, you know, overthink, the points and where you're going to be at the end of the year. I think you have to really be in the moment, and there's so much that can happen that you can get disappointed very quickly, and things can change very quickly. So it's really important to be conscious of that. But at the same time, you know, take it race by race, but you also need to be aware of, you know, it's not always about winning every race. It's about, you know, scoring good points,
right?
Sometimes minimizing the risk and really just taking those points and putting them in the bag.
At the same time, though, you know, when you've got hot streaks going like you've had, it does amazing things for the team morale and your own confidence, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the beginning of the season, for multiple reasons, we struggled a bit more in the first couple rounds. We scored good points, but we were always in the fight for the championship, but we didn't have that, you know, that consistency like we had. Mm-hmm. From middle to the end of the season. I think really at the fourth round in Austria, that's when we really kicked it into second gear and, you know, started winning a lot of races and, finishing on the podium consistently. That's what really turned around our championship.
Lance Stroll is the 2016 FIA Formula 3 European champion and Williams development driver on Raceline Radio. We reached him in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm glad you talked about consistency. We just talked to another Canadian driver who's had a great year, Danny Morad, about, you know, being consistent and that challenge, Lance, you know, being good in qualifying, consistent lap times, you know, quick lap after lap. But, you know, it's one thing to talk about consistency. It's another thing to execute that on the racetrack. How is your approach to being consistent? Is there a formula in your head, or do you just adapt as it comes?
Well, I think, consistency is important, but, there's other factors as well. To winning a championship, I think qualifying in F3 is key. Consistency, I think, comes with experience. It comes with, you know, listening to the people around you, taking the right advice from the people around you who help you, on how to win a championship. And then I think it comes from, you know, experience and learning from the mistakes you've made in the past. Perhaps, you know, sometimes, not looking for consistency, trying to win races and, my mistakes in 2015 were that at one point in the season I was trying to win too much and I forgot about consistency. I took too many risks and
right.
Ended up losing a lot of points.
Yeah.
I think I really learned from that and that's what helped me massively this year on winning the championship.
Yeah, perfect. Lance Stroll on Raceline Radio. Lots of fuss made about your age, young man. 17 now, soon to be 18 end of the month, as we said. Youngest champion in the history of F3, and I think that's about a 40-year-plus history. Do you ignore all of that? Is it no big deal to you, or does it make you more determined? You know, I might be young, but I can kick all of your butts. How do you handle those who make a big thing out of your age? Here we are talking about it, but I mean, it's something that's brought up all the time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great to be the youngest champion in history. But at the same time, yeah, it's you know, everyone's in a different situation, so
sure.
it's not always about rushing and getting there the quickest and being the youngest. I think, you know, everyone has their own situation, but whether it's 17, 18, 19, as long as you're ready and as long as it's the right time to do it, that's all that matters, really. For me, what's really amazing is looking back at all the champions and the list of champions and looking at all those big names, Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, Hulkenberg and, you know, all these guys who went on to have great careers. It really goes to show that F3 is a proper championship. And I'm really, really glad to be a part of that list.
When you went to Europe to do this, Lance, did you ever expect this kind of success this early in the adventure? I mean, did you put a time frame on it at all?
To be honest, I just took it year by year.
Sure.
And I think, you know, of course, I always dreamt about getting to F1, so that was my big dream. But I just really took it year by year and race by race. And I think what's really amazing is how quickly time flies. It's so amazing how quickly time flies when you're working hard and, you know, having a good time. And
yep.
It's really just important to enjoy the moment when you can. And then, you know, of course, move on to the next step and try and do it all over again.
Gaining enough points for your FIA Super License, the future possibilities for you are almost, I would think, endless at this point, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think F3 was key to future opportunities in my career. I hope, anyways, that I'll be able to, you know, to have some good opportunities for the future.
Talk about the F3 Dallara Mercedes race car for a second or two. Describe it, Lance. What is it like to drive, and can you compare it to anything else that we may be familiar with, you know?
Yeah, well, I think F3, you know, the whole car and the engine, the whole package is a really good car to drive. F3, you know, it has a tremendous amount of downforce, aerodynamics, so there's really a lot of grip, and it's a proper car because it teaches you how to use all that grip and really maximize the potential of the car. And there's so much potential, and it's so hard to perfect it that mm-hmm. it's really a good category, and it really teaches you how to get everything you can out of a race car.
Lance Stroll on Raceline Radio, the first Canadian driver to win this F3 title. Do you keep track of other series and fellow Canadians and how they're doing back home, if you want to use that phraseology?
To be honest, I watch IndyCar quite a bit. That's about the only one I watch in North America. Yeah, and, you know,
Hinch.
I watch pretty much every race, and I think it's a great championship. It's very exciting to watch, and yeah, I think it would be definitely something I would like to experience in the future.
Sure, that's good. Put that in your drawing board too, because you're young enough to adapt to pretty much anything. Well, being from Montreal, and Raceline Radio does air in Montreal on TSN 690, do we automatically assume that you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, a Habs fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
No, it's not so easy to follow the NHL here in Europe.
Yeah.
It's due to the time difference and time zone, but I try and catch a game when I can.
Perfect.
But definitely, I'm from Montreal. Always be a Habs fan,
good,
and that will never change.
What's going to keep you busy in the off season, Lance? You going to be home for Christmas? How's it going to work?
Yeah, I'll be. I think I'll be back in Montreal around Christmas time. Before that, I think depending on what happens next year, I'll be getting ready for next season and preparing myself as well as I can.
Lance, following your success in F3 has been a highlight of the Canadian racing landscape for us this year, and very proud of your success. Heartiest congratulations again from everybody across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And a big footnote for you. Stroll finished off this amazing F3 season, posting three more dominant wins at Hockenheim, Germany. 14 for the season. Historic performance. 2016 F3 champion, Williams development driver, and maybe, just maybe, the next Canadian hope in Formula One. 17-year-old Montreal sensation Lance Stroll on Raceline Radio. Of course, we'll continue to chart Lance's progress right here on the program. All right, Lisa, their final pit stop to spin, then we'll get back to set up next week's show and more on the last lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Tony Kanaan, and you're listening to the Raceline Radio.
Thomas, Raceline Across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag in hand, final lap for this week. So here's what we have in the warm-up lanes for you next week. Going to get Subaru Rally Team USA's David Higgins back on to detail his 2016 and sixth consecutive Rally America title aboard his Subaru WRX STI, keeping the champion streak alive. Jimmy Johnson notes the end of a long losing streak. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Chase will have sound from the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame induction gala, plus your entries and emails for the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thank yous going out to Lance Stroll, Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar Media, and Stuart Friesen. Big thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski and Vic Politian for ops and pre and post production, and to our Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca. And by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.